canton de Harrington pour le mois de juin. Nous aimerions vous rappeler qu'il y a deux périodes pour permettre les citoyens à soumettre leurs interrogations, soit au début et vers la fin de la réunion. La durée maximale de chaque période de questions serait limitée à 15 minutes pour permettre à tous les moyens de participer. Nous vous demandons de limiter vos questions à 3. Nous vous invitons à respecter la nature de ces deux périodes et éviter des représentations. La période est réservée pour des questions. Si vous avez des représentations à faire au conseil, nous vous invitons à prendre contact par courriel en forme écrite pour nous permettre le suivi et la réponse. Tous ceux qui aimeront discuter une situation personnelle ou légale touchant leur propriété, veuillez, s'il vous plaît, venir nous voir après la réunion pour nous permettre de prendre vos coordonnées pour faire un suivi de votre situation d'une façon confidentielle, car nous ne pouvons pas adresser votre situation personnelle en forum public. Good evening and welcome to the council meeting of the Township of Harrington for the month of June. We would like to remind you that there are two question periods on our agenda to allow citizens to ask us questions at the beginning and towards the end of the meeting. Maximum time allotted is 15 minutes, and to allow everyone to participate, please limit your questions to 3. We encourage you to respect the nature of these two periods and reserve them for questions. Please avoid making representations. However, if you do have representations to make to council, we would invite you to please contact us by email and provide us your representations in a written format to allow us to study, investigate, and respond. Those who wish to discuss a personal or legal situation associated with their property will be asked to meet with council after the meeting to provide your name and phone number to allow us to follow up confidentially on your inquiry as soon as possible, as we are unable to address these concerns in a public forum. So tonight, a roll call. We have Chantal Scapino, Julie James, Daniel Saint-Onge, Richard Fracker, and Jerry Clark. Sorry, I just had a complete blank there. And Rob Dewar, with great regret, cannot participate tonight. This last month has been very busy with the hiring process ongoing for the post of Assistant Director of Public Works. There have been no MRC meetings held between our last meeting in May and today. However, there are meetings scheduled this week and next week. There were representations made on behalf of the MRC as to the ongoing mines file, where their memoir on the integration of the mining activity in the planning of our territory was presented to the Ministère des Ressources Naturelles et des Forêts at the hearings which took place between April 24th and May 19th. Ce dernier mois a été très occupé avec le processus d'embauche toujours en cours pour le poste adjoint au directeur voirie. Depuis notre dernière réunion du conseil, il n'y a pas eu de réunion MRC. Ils sont planifiés pour cette semaine et la semaine prochaine. Pourtant, la MRC a déposé leur mémoire relatif à l'intégration de l'activité minière dans une approche concertée d'aménagement durable du territoire, soit déposée dans le cadre de l'activité minière initiée par le ministère des Ressources naturelles et des Forêts qui a eu lieu entre le 24 avril et le 19 mai. Bill 96 will have an impact on the operations of the municipality, notwithstanding our bilingual status. We are awaiting guidelines as to how we must modify our communications, our meetings, and how we respond to anglophone taxpayers. Néanmoins, notre statut bilingue, la loi 96 aura certainement un impact sur les opérations de la municipalité. Nous sommes en attente des directives relatives aux modifications nécessaires à nos communications, nos réunions et notre processus de répondre à nos citoyens anglophones. En ce qui concerne nos demandes de permis pour le mois de mai, nous avons débuté le mois avec 43 permis en processus. Nous avons reçu 20 nouvelles demandes, nous avons émis 26 permis et nous finissons le mois avec 37 dossiers à finaliser. Les 26 permis émis avec une valeur totale de travaux de 792,81 $, incluant deux constructions résidentielles d'une valeur totale de 550 000 $. As for the status of permits issues for the month of May, we started the month with 43 permits in the works. We received 20 new requests, and we issued 26 permits, leaving the month with a balance of 37 files to finalize. Of the 26 permits that were issued, the total value of work is $792,081, which includes two residential constructions, totaling $550,000. As for the public security report for the month of May, we had four interventions and rounds. The total costs, $1,102.48. Three of these interventions were associated to electrical fires. One was débris fire. En ce qui concerne notre rapport incendie pour le mois de mai, nous avons eu quatre interventions ainsi que les rondes de sécurité pour un coût total de $1,102.48. Les interventions 3 associées à des installations électriques et 1 qui était un feu débris. I attended the last Cook's Night Out for the spring session at the Golden Age Center on the 2nd of June, which was highly attended. This is the last event until September, where these activities will resume the first Friday night of the month, starting September 1st. J'ai eu l'occasion de participer au souper du Centre d'âge d'art Harrington Valley le 2 juin, qui avait une bonne représentation. Cet événement était la dernière pour les prochains mois. Le Centre résume cette activité dès le 1er septembre. I met with a number of associations this last month where concerns as to boat washing to protect our wetlands from Eurasian milfoil were discussed. We have finalized the signage that is expected to be placed on a number of accesses into Harrington, Highway 327 on Harrington Road. Also discussed is how we could implement a number of security options to improve the availability of defibrillators on the territory. Council will evaluate what can be offered in this respect. J'ai eu l'occasion de rencontrer quelques associations dernièrement où les inquiétudes associées au lavage de bateaux pour la protection de nos bandes riveraines contre le myriophile. Nous devrions avoir nos enseignes en place sur multiples accès principaux à Harrington, le 327 chemin Harrington. Aussi discuté était comment nous pouvons améliorer notre offre de sécurité en offrant plus de défibrillateurs sur notre territoire. Notre conseil serait en analyse à ce niveau. Do we have any representations from our counselors? Chantal, you have events coming up?
Yes. There's la Fête du Canada, Canada Day. Donc, c'est ouvert à tout le monde, à tous les résistants. C'est sur la page Facebook de Harrington, mais également de la municipalité, et également la municipalité de Grenville-sur-la-Rouge. Il y aura feu d'artifice, fireworks at 10 o'clock. The main band at 8 o'clock. À 8 heures, il y a l'orchestre. Pour la première fois, puis peut-être que ça sera, on a deux jeunes de la région ici qui vont débuter. Alors, ça va être leur début de carrière. Il y a un petit groupe d'élèves de la chute, mais qui habitent ici, ça va être leur premier spectacle, donc à 4 heures, jusqu'à 5 heures. Et puis ensuite, il y a un autre petit groupe de jeunes qui vont jouer en après-midi. De 5 à 6. Alors voilà, puis il y a des jeux gonflables pour enfants. Ici. Oui.
Daniel, as-tu quelque chose aussi?
Oui, au LRCC, on a notre déjeuner pour la Fête des Pères le 18 juin, dimanche le 18 juin, de 9h à 11h30. Tout le monde est bienvenu, c'est 8$. On a la Fête du Canada aussi, mais ça va être, c'est avant les festivités, on arrache toujours de se complémenter.
C'est ça, donc eux font ça plus tôt, puis nous, à ici, c'est à partir de 4 heures. Merci, parce que je ne sais pas passer, on only starts at 4 o'clock.
Nous sortons de 11 heures à 2 heures, on va avoir des jeux pour enfants, on va avoir un gâteau, puis la mairesse va faire un
gâteau?
Non, pas un gâteau.
J'espère que non.
Non. Puis on va lever le drapeau, puis chanter le national, puis des petites fêtes pour les enfants, des piñatas, puis c'est de 11 heures à 2 heures.
C'est beau.
D'accord.
Julie, do you have something to mention here at this point?
Not right now, okay. But a little later on. Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Jerry?
Moi, j'aimerais ça. Oui? On a oublié d'adopter l'ordre du jour.
Oui, on y va. Tout de suite après les informations. On y va.
OK.
Oui. So, on the next note, we're looking for a proposer to adopt the agenda for today. Chantal and Julie. And we're all in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Jerry, yes. Richard, yes. Mais Julie, oui, j'ai pas demandé un appuyeur. Alors, période de questions. On est déjà rendu période de questions.
I have a question. I want to know, it is a both of them to gather, but I want to know what the hell's happening, excuse the expression, what's happening with the dam in Lost River. The amount of money we spent in that has been dragged on forever. Number two, is what the heck is going on with Slavery Lake Road, which he spent all kinds of money on. Mm-hmm. It's not completed, mm-hmm. and we're way over budget. Mm-hmm. That's all.
On the Lost River Dam, yeah, on the Lost River Dam, we're waiting right now for Quebec to provide an authorization to proceed.
How long is that going to take? Do you mind me asking?
Well,
keep pushing them,
Yes. We have to wait for the process of right. how they handle that paperwork.
Okay, I was aware of all that.
Oh, well, there's...
Done. All right, thank
no,
you.
It's not almost done, okay, unfortunately. Done. As for Lac des Esclaves Road, as far as I know, on a, est-ce que ça rentre dans nos projets cette année ou l'année prochaine?
Les glissades de sécurité, oui,
cette année. Glissades. Okay, there are certain works already planned for this year.
Yeah.
Who's going to pay for that?
You're four times over budget, and you're 10 years too mm-hmm. late.
Seven years too late.
Yeah,
that's good.
There you go. You've been here. You guys got to fix this problem because the people are paying for it,
yep.
and it's not getting done.
Yep.
So that's very
and
clear.
It's supposed to be paid by the people. Like this is not.
Okay. Well.
Okay.
Not well.
I'm not contesting it. When I say well, that's not.
Well, then do something about it. What's your counsel?
It's on.
Do
exactly,
something.
It's on the list of things.
Good. Okay. It's on the list. Right. It ain't going to get done. I got a lot of stuff on my list too.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Filion.
My understanding is that there's 87,500 people take a few dollars in the budget. My understanding is that there's about $87,000 in the budget to do electrical work, to pay hydro to move poles.
My understanding of the $87,000 in the budget was associated to bills from previous years to be settled. That's my understanding.
Well,
so. They were electrical bills. They were tied to electrical bills.
When I attended the budget,
yeah.
we were told that
there's 87,000. Yeah.
It was to move electrical poles.
I believe that it was electrical work. Yeah.
And that money is coming out of.
That's coming out of the. It's a surplus. That's right. It comes out of the surplus. Yeah.
What's
that's correct.
You know, the initial agreement
yes.
is that there's $2,000 that we as citizens
mm-hmm.
pay, $200,000
mm-hmm.
that we pay.
Okay.
The rest is supposed to be paid by owners of Lac des Esclaves.
Okay.
We have far exceeded that amount. We have been paying like crazy, a lot more than our $200,000.
I can't really comment on the actual
stuff.
I can't comment on it at this point.
Why not?
You were part of that agreement.
I recall the agreement. I understand the agreement. As far as I'm concerned, as of today, that road is a municipal road.
Yeah.
So
there's
work.
It's not even finished. So
I'm just saying.
Part of that agreement.
Yes, I fully appreciate that. It has to be handled. It's going to definitely be seen by council. It's a topic. Road works are on our agenda every single caucus. So we discuss the project of.
We're not talking about road works in general.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about that road.
Yes.
that we have been paying, that it's still, as far as I'm concerned, private until it's completed.
Well, no, I don't think that's the actual case. I believe the municipalization of the road took place years ago.
But the agreement was never respected. We've been paying a lot more than the $200,000.
Okay, I can't respond to that. Unfortunately, here, right now, I cannot respond to that.
Okay, so when will we get an answer?
As far as the only answer I have is what I've stated in terms of my knowledge on the file. To give you another answer, we'll have to go back to council and find out another answer, but that's the only answer I have. As far as I'm concerned, what took place 5 or 6 or 7 years ago in terms of that transaction, but the transaction took place and was finalized. There were transfers of property and so on. I was on council like you were, Peter.
Yes, I was.
Yes, I know. We serve together.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
That's why you can't say you don't know what's going on.
Can I have your question, please?
Madam Mayor, I'm David Mott. I'm president of the Lake Daisies Club Residents Association. Can I add some clarification to this? And this question as well. In 1993, the Ryan Act declared that Cheney Lake Daisies Club and White Acres Road was a municipal road. Sometime in 2017, it was determined that it was not a municipal road. I am asking the question, how was it determined? You guys can't answer because it's now before the provincial government. So I've got an appeal in for that. But just to clarify the numbers, since 1993 until present, every year, the Harrington Municipality has received $16,000, roughly, for services that were paid by the province for that road. There was $125,000 collected by the municipality until 2017, and that was to pay for the road. We have a personalized debentured loan for the next 20 years. For 20 years we have a debentured loan. This the 54 residents on Slavery Day are paying $300 to $400 a year each for the next 20 years to add $300,000, and that number is going up. So we are paying over $300,000 in addition to what the municipality is contributing to the road. So as far as we know, it's a municipal road. 6 years ago, the determination was it's a municipal road. My question that I'm here for is, when is that work going to be finished?
Yes.
Similar to what these gentlemen are asking
us.
Because there are two specific areas that are of concern. One is a pinch point, which has a cliff on one side down to the water, and then the rock. And I think most of you have actually seen the road.
I understood that. I believe that specific section I believe that is on the list this year for a guardrail.
See, and I worked for Public Works for the City of Ottawa for 34 years.
Okay.
And I would not recommend a guardrail.
I
think that is going to be a problem for the next however long it exists, because it's a pinch point. When the snow removal is done there, it's going to push the guardrail over. That's just a gravel aside. Mm-hmm. Unless you're putting piers down
all the way down
25, 30 feet, that's going to be gone within 2 or 3, 4 years. So I would not recommend that. But that's the one. The second one is we own the landing that's on the lake.
Yeah.
That road that goes down to the landing is getting washed out now continuously because of the runoff off the road.
Okay.
And it's making so it needs a culvert installed.
Okay.
So I know that that's a private road, often a municipal road, but I think there's an obligation on the part of the municipality to put in a culvert to prevent that from happening, because us personally, as residents of the lake, we have to go there roughly once a year from the landing and do the work on that road to try and repair it. So I have concerns that we're not going to be able to get in or out if there's a large storm.
Okay.
But, so that was my question. Just more, hopefully a little less hostile. But,
yes, thank you.
Just asking the question,
yes.
When is the road going to be done? I met with the previous mayor,
yes,
Pierre Richard, last year,
mm-hmm.
With the Director General,
okay.
And provided all of the information with all of the history regarding that road.
Okay.
And I thought it was very clear. I was hopeful at the time that we were going to get a positive feedback. I know that in the budget, I didn't see anything specifically identified that was for the road. I know there's general...
There was definitely something in the budget identified for the road, but it was really past invoices. It wasn't a current. It was settling out of past invoices. Right. So,
and if I could just one more... The hydro poles. The issue with the hydro poles was when the hydro poles were supposed to come out, when this work was done, it was supposed to be started in 2017. Mm-hmm. Hydro had, at that point in time, said you can move 10 poles free of charge.
Okay.
There was an agreement with them. But because this was delayed and the work didn't start for several years, Hydro, in their infinite wisdom, changed.
Pulled out.
They pulled out of that agreement and they started charging $16,000 a pole. So it was understood that those poles were going to be removed at some point in time.
Okay.
I mean, some of them are directly in
right the middle. I know. I've seen it last week.
So it was an unfortunate situation, and unfortunately the municipality is left on the hook, or well, we combined
left on the hook
for that work. But, okay.
Avez-vous quelque chose à rajouter, France? Autre que we're going to be, I'll have to bring it to caucus for this coming meeting, and I hope to have an answer for you after that.
So we have a Lake Association meeting on the 22nd of July.
Okay.
So I was hoping that I would
have some kind of answer by then.
To go back to the residents.
Okay.
I'm sympathetic to that problem, and I'm hoping that a solution will be found. But we spent all of last year waiting for an answer, mm-hmm. and there was, at the time, $200,000 in the budget, not a cent of which was spent last year.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that there's a long history of mm-hmm. this, mm-hmm. but I also understand that the residents entered into a transaction to resolve their issues at the time. And the nature of the transaction...
Mr. Filion, this is like well beyond a question. It's really a major presentation. I have no problem if you... Yes, but...
Okay.
But I think I got your question and I got the gist of the issue.
You don't want to let me talk, but just tell me so.
To let you, but I think we've
just
already.
Tell me, Mrs. Park, the gentleman here made a
point, and I respect that. Okay,
and
you've made a point, and Mr. LaMarche made a point, and Peter Burkhart made a point, and definitely there's work to be done on Lac des Isles.
Yeah, when are we going to get it done?
Yeah.
Every meeting starts with we can't make representations, but you make all the representations you want.
Okay,
thank you.
Are we done our 15 minutes, France? Any other questions?
I think so.
Parfait. Alors, on continue pour l'approbation des procès-verbaux. Premièrement, pour 6.1, séance ordinaire du 8 mai, constat de défaut de quorum. That was a minutes of a meeting that didn't take place, so it's basically a confirmation of a meeting that didn't take place for lack of quorum. Est-ce que je pourrais avoir un proposeur, s'il vous plaît? Daniel, are we all in favor?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Can I hear some voices there? Yeah?
Yes.
Thank you. Séance de l'ajournement du 8 mai, tenue le 15 mai. Ça, c'est un deuxième procès verbal qui couvre ce qui aurait dû avoir lieu le 8 mai. Can I have a proposal to approve those minutes?
Jerry,
all in favor?
All in favor.
Yes.
Yes.
Wait.
Thank you. Gestion financière et administrative. 7.1. Dépôt du rapport de dépenses autorisées par la direction générale et les directeurs de services. That is deposit of the expenses authorized by directors on the general administration. We have a total of $23,452.44. of which the major items are related to garbage, the big ticket items, and diesel gas, and that's it. Locksmith, and monthly cleaning. Acceptation des comptes à payer et des comptes payés pour le mois de mai. Can I have a proposer to accept the listing of expenses for the month of May? Danielle is proposing. Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Thank you. Dépôt du rapport financier du mois de mai, 7.3. Again, it's a deposit, so we don't need a resolution for that. Rapport du maire sur les faits séants du rapport financier du rapport financier et du rapport du vérificateur de la municipalité du canton de Harrington. C'est avec plaisir que je vous présente les faits séants du rapport financier et du rapport du vérificateur de la municipalité pour l'année 2022, conformément à l'article 176.2.2 du Code municipal du Québec. Rapport financier et rapport de l'auditeur indépendant au 31 décembre 2022. Tout d'abord, concernant l'exercice financier qui s'est terminé le 31 décembre 2022, les revenus de la municipalité se sont chiffrés à 3 507 603 $, alors que les charges s'élevaient à 3 502 485 $, ce qui nous a amené à un excédent de l'exercice de 5 118 $. En tenant compte des revenus, l'investissement débiteur de 110 186 $, le déficit de fonctionnement de l'exercice avant conciliation à des fins fiscales s'élève à 105 068 $. Une fois cette conciliation à des fins fiscales effectuée, nous obtenons un excédent de 781 383 000 $. À la fin de l'exercice 2022, la dette à long terme de la municipalité était de 3 408 700 $. Au niveau des excédents accumulés au 31 décembre 2022, la municipalité termine l'année financière 2022 avec un excédent de fonctionnement non affecté de 1 411 171 $ et un excédent de fonctionnement affecté de 1 147 055 $. L'auditeur indépendant Garrier P. Buissière CPA Inc. a effectué l'audit des états financiers de la municipalité de canton de Harrington. À leur avis, les états financiers donnent, dans tous leurs aspects significatifs, une image fidèle de la situation financière de la municipalité de canton de Harrington au 31 décembre 2022. Ainsi que des résultats de ses activités, de la variation de ses actifs financiers nets, sa dette nette, et des flux de trésorerie pour l'exercice terminé à cette date, conformément aux normes comptables canadiennes pour le secteur public. Pour plus de détails, n'hésitez pas à consulter le rapport financier annuel de la municipalité pour l'exercice terminant le 31 décembre 2022, qui est disponible au bureau municipal ainsi que sur le site Internet de la municipalité. Principaux investissements en 2022. Travaux chemin de la rivière Rouge et rivière Masquinonge, 157 315 $. Camions et remorques, voirie, 59 092 $. Éco-centre, travaux de rechargement et construction ligne électrique, 49 348 $. Rampe de mise à l'eau et terrain, 6 310 $. Travaux, amélioration, bâtiment, caserne, pompiers, ouest et centre communautaire, 5 984 $. And for the translation of that, It is with pleasure that I present the highlights of the financial report and the report of the auditor of the municipality for the year 2022 in accordance with the article set 176.2.2 of the Municipal Code of Quebec. Financial report and report of the independent auditor as at December 31st, 2022. First, for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2022, the revenues of the municipality amounted to $3,507,603, while the expenses amounted to $3,502,485, which led to a surplus of $5,118. Taking into account the investment income, in brackets, debit, of $110,185, the operating deficit for the fiscal year before reconciliation for tax purposes is $105,068. Once this reconciliation for tax purposes was carried out, we have a surplus of $781,393. At the end of fiscal year 2022, the long-term debt of the municipality was $3,408,700. As for the surplus, at December 31st, 2022, the municipality ends the fiscal year 2022 with an unallocated operating surplus of $1,411,171 and an allocated operating surplus of $1,147,055. The independent auditor, Garriété-Buissard, CPA, has audited the financial statements of the municipality of the Township of Harrington. In their opinion, the financial statements present fairly, in all material respects, the financial position of the municipality of the Township of Harrington as at December 31, 2022, as well as the results of the financial statement of its operations, changes in its net financial assets, in brackets, net debt, and cash flow for the year ended in accordance with Canadian public sector accounting standards. For more details, please consult the municipality's annual financial statement report for the year fiscal year ending December 31st, 2022, which is available at the municipal office as well as on the municipality's website. The main investments in 2022 are roadwork, Rivière Rouge, Rivière Mastinongé Road, $157,315. Truck and trailer, Public Works, $59,092. Eco Center, granular reload and power line construction, $49,348. Boat ramps, land, $6,310. And building improvement work, West Fire Station and Community Center, $5,984. Sept point cinq. On n'a pas besoin d'une résolution pour ça. Rapport du maire sur les faits saillants du rapport financier. Et je m'excuse, j'ai répété une ligne. Déclaration de participation à la formation obligatoire sur l'éthique et la déontologie des élus. That's a declaration of participation to the required formation or training for as to ethic and déontologie for elected members.
Donc je confirme que la mairesse Gabrielle Parr a déclaré avoir complété sa formation obligatoire. So,
est-ce qu'on a... C'est un, OK, oui. Merci. Il n'y a pas de... OK. Révision périodique d'une reconnaissance. Exemption de taxes CAMAC dossier CMQ 57920-003. Periodic review of recognition for tax exemption for CAMAC. Do I have a proposer for that? What? Chantal? Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Can I have, yeah, voices? Yes. Yeah. Sécurité publique. Embauche Griffin Forget, préposé en prévention et sécurité incendie sous le programme d'aide financière emploi d'été Canada. Est-ce que je... That's a hiring of Griffin Forget for the fire department relative to the grants we received from the Programme d'aide financière emploi for summer work in Canada. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur pour Chantal? On est tout en faveur?
Yes. Oui.
Yes.
Modification de la demande d'aide financière en vertu du règlement 268-1-2021, l'Association des propriétaires du Lac Harrington. That's a modification for a request that was already approved relative to the bylaw 268-1-2021 for the Association of the Owners of Lac Harrington. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur, s'il vous plaît?
Jerry.
All in favor?
Yes.
Yes. Neuf, travaux publics. Embauche Hunter Roger, préposé en aménagement, horticulture et travaux publics. The hiring of Hunter Roger, in terms of the translation, landscaping, horticulture and public work attendant. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur?
Julie.
Are we all in favor?
Yes.
Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. Neuf point deux, mandat à la MRC Argenteuil, département de génie, projet G23-020, chemin de la Rivière Rouge, segments HACH021.01. That is mandate to the MRC of Argenteuil Engineering Department regarding project G23-020, Rivière Rouge segments HA-CH-021-01 and HA-CH-021.02. This is a request we have submitted to the MRC to regarding work we would like to have done by their engineering department that falls as a under grants from the MRC. Ça c'est pour mandater le MRC. C'est relatif à leur département de génie et de avoir l'assistance pour les travaux nécessaires génie pour Rivière Rouge, le travail qu'on présente pour l'année prochaine. C'est bien l'année prochaine, non?
I didn't mean to cut you off, but from where to where, the HRJ 7727,
yeah,
I have no idea where
yeah.
it is. Do you know where it is?
Reading off of this, no, I have to see it on
well,
the website.
Oh, well, let's figure it out.
It's part of the plans that we
okay,
have,
thank
yeah.
thank you. I
Can I have a proposer, please?
Richard,
are we all in favor?
Oui.
Yes.
9.3. Interdiction de stationnement à chemin de la Rivière Rouge et chemin Rivière Masquinongé. Parking ban, Rivière Rouge Road and Rivière Masquinongé Road. We already had a no parking bylaw in place or resolution in place, and basically we're adding an annex to clearly identify what roads are involved. Est-ce que j'ai besoin de cette résolution, France? Can I have a proposer? Danielle, are we all in favor?
Yes.
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 Julie, you're in favor too?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Thank you. 9.4, demande de suivi au ministère de Transport, réhabilitation, réfection et réparation de la route 327. Follow-up request to the MTQ regarding fixing the road, the 327. So it's a letter putting pressure on to try and get those potholes up to date.
Thank God.
10, urbanisme. Ah oui, ça prend un
oui.
Demande de suivi. Can I have a proposer for that one? Julie, and are we all in favor?
Yes.
Oui. Parfait. Urbanisme et hygiène du milieu. 10.1. Nomination comité de démolition. Well, et that's 10.1. Appointment of demolition committee. Celui-là, j'ai besoin.
Oui.
Le détail. Merci. Oh, c'est bien. OK. So we passed our demolition bylaw, and it's all in the works, and this is to add to that file to propose a demolition committee, which we're placing Julie James, Chantal Scapino, and Robert Dewar. Can I have a proposer?
Jerry,
all in favor?
Yes.
Thank you. 10.2, modification du statut d'emploi inspecteur municipal Isaac Donald Makua. 10.2, change in employment status municipal inspector Isaac Donald Makua. He was up for renewal at the end of May in terms of his permanence here in the country. He got a go-ahead, and so we're renewing his mandate comme permanent, c'est ça, France?
Oui.
As a permanent employee. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Richard, are we all in favor?
Yes.
We're happy to have Isaac Donald Makua part of our permanent team. He's been working excellently. 10.3, appui au projet Ultra Marathon de 4500 km pour les Papillons Monarques. 10.3, support for the 4,500 kilometer Ultra Marathon project for Monarch Butterflies. And on this topic, we have Julie James, who's going to give us a report.
As we all love nature, right? Monarch butterflies, as we all know, they're disappearing, okay? And one of the main plants, this may be a shock to some and maybe not a shock to others, one of the main plants for the monarch butterfly that they feed on, that they lay their eggs on, is milkweed, okay? So I really encourage you all, if you have some milkweed in your yard, please leave it there, at least a couple, all right? I've left some flyers at the back that you can look at. This information comes from the Government of Canada. And one of the interesting things was the caterpillar, okay, that I even did not recognize, the fact that this striped black and white and a little bit of green caterpillar is going to be a monarch butterfly. Mm-hmm. All right. So, en français, and I'm hoping I'm going to say this word right because it's a little tricky. Asclepiade. Okay. Merci beaucoup. And le plant, le asclepiade, c'est le plus important pour les monarques. Okay. Ils mangent ça aussi. Ils mettent les œufs dessus. Okay. Pour les jeunes. So c'est très, très, très important. L'autre chose aussi, c'est pour avoir les fleurs, beaucoup de fleurs. Ils aiment les fleurs aussi quand ils viennent d'un papillon. C'est très, très important. Merci.
Thank you, Julie.
Donc, ça prend un proposeur.
Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Chantal? Are we all in favor?
Yes.
All of us. Did I hear Julie's voice?
Yes.
Okay, I thought I didn't hear your voice there, Julie. On est rendu à 10.4, adhésion à l'organisme de bassin versant des rivières rouges, Petite Nation et Saumon. Membership of the organism of bassin versant des rivières rouges, Petite Nation et Saumon. And that's an annual event where we pay our membership fee to this organization. Est-ce que c'est un adhésion annuelle qu'on fait à chaque année. Can I have a proposer for that?
Julie,
and are we all in favor?
Oui.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. 10.5, nomination comité consultatif d'urbanisme. We have 10.5, I could say that in English, 10.5, appointment of planning advisory committee. Jerry Clark is taking a step back. And Danielle Saint-Ange will be replacing him at that table. Est-ce que ça, c'est une résolution? Oui. I need a proposer.
Richard,
are we all in favor?
Oui.
Yes. Thank you. Loisirs et culture. Adhésion au programme d'assurance des organismes à but non lucratif OBNL de l'Union des municipalités du Québec, UMQ. 11.1, membership of the insurance program for non-profit organizations, NPOs, of the Union des municipalités du Québec, UMQ. Well, we, as a municipality, are a member of the UMQ, and any non-profit organizations on our territory are able to be recognized or request recognition of the municipality. And once submitted to the UMQ, those organizations are then eligible for a insurance coverage that is substantially less expensive than what you would normally get on the commercial market. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur? Est-ce que je ne devrais pas mentionner le nom de l'organisation?
Club Large Droit, on peut le mentionner.
So this specifically, this particular recognition is for the Âge d'Or, the Golden Age Center here, Harrington Valley. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur?
Danielle,
are we all in favor?
Oui.
Yes. Oui.
Yes.
Thank you. 11.2, appui au comité de candidature de Blainville dans sa démarche d'obtention de la finale des Jeux du Québec à l'hiver 2026. 12.2, support for the Blainville Bid Committee in its efforts to obtain the final or to receive the Jeux du Québec or the winter 2026 within their zone. Est-ce que je peux avoir un proposeur, s'il vous plaît?
Michelle, what's support?
Support for the Jeux de Québec to take place in Blainville. It's a letter of support. You want? Let me.
That's what I'm asking. Is it a letter? Is it a?
That's just a letter of support. Yeah. There's no. There's no financial commitment at all. It's just supporting that we support them for doing that in that particular site. Here we go. Here we go. So, whereas the desire to obtain the final of the Quebec Games in the winter 2026 by the City of Blainville in collaboration with partners, at the Quebec Games final is a unique opportunity to mobilize the population around a common benefit and to increase the pride of the citizens of the municipality, whereas the positive impact that a final of the Quebec Games will have on sporting, cultural, economic, and community life and tourism levels, whereas this event will highlight Laurentian culture, its heritage, its institution, and its artists, whereas the positive impact of such an event on the young people of Blainville and the Laurentian region, whereas the Quebec Games final will contribute to the promotion of sport and physical activity among the population, and finally, whereas the ability of the City of Blainville and its partners to present this event, it is moved by, who did I say moved it? Somebody here. Richard, and carried that the Council of the Municipality of the Township of Harrington supports the candidacy of the Town of Blainville to obtain the final of the Quebec Games for the winter 2026 and accepts to participate in the promotion of the candidacy of the Town of Blainville and mobilizing efforts if required. Est-ce que quelqu'un veut avoir ça en français? Oui? Non? Merci. Alors, is that okay? That meet your request? Is that clear?
I just wanted to know.
Yeah, no. But is that clear, right?
There was
a letter or a monetary?
No, no, it's yeah. There you go.
I don't understand why I have to ask Elizabeth.
You don't understand why you had to know? Or
no, I said, well,
oh, you asked, okay.
We have to ask. Because, you know, I think you could make that very clear.
Yeah,
for
okay.
Example, the next one is
for alors, 11.3 demande d'aide financière au Centre communautaire de la vallée de Harrington pour l'événement Fête du Canada. And that is in English, the supporting the financial assistance for the HVCC for the Canada Day event. It's a request that's usually shared with Grainville-sur-la-Rouge and Harrington at the same time. And we're looking at supporting the amount of $500. Can I have a proposer? Danielle, and are we all in favor?
Yes.
Thank you. You can say yes.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Now. Je suis rendue à la période de questions. Oui.
La première question, que fait l'organisme des bassins versants des libéraux de situation
et son nom? Ce groupe-là, normalement, nous accorde un préposé durant l'été pour faire certains travaux dans notre, pour... les bandes riveraines, etc. C'est le même groupe qu'on travaille avec à chaque année pour plusieurs années. Ça, c'est juste une cotisation annuelle. C'est pas, c'est juste pour être toujours membre.
OK, mais ça donne sur
oui. Pardon, vas-y.
Si je peux me permettre, parce que je suis déjà allée à une réunion pour les,
oui.
Donc, les bassins versants. C'est les vaccinations, donc on s'était tous rencontrés sur la municipalité pour en discuter tout ça. Mais ils nous avaient présenté, donc ils font un rapport, et c'est pour surveiller tout ce qui devrait être bien efface dans nos versants. Alors, puis c'est ça, ils font des études, ils gardent aussi beaucoup de statistiques, puis c'est ça, essayer d'améliorer.
Oui, oui, mais je me demandais ce que ça nous donnait à nous, si j'ai bien compris.
Je sais qu'il y avait une étude la fois que je suis allée, c'est ça, puis je sais que ça avait été remis au municipalité.
They do go around.
They do, yeah. It's part of our...
Ils se présentent, puis ils regardent, puis ils font une liste de choses qui sont... ils donnent une qualification, c'est rouge, jaune, vert. Quand c'est rouge, c'est dangereux pour les bassins versants. Puis pour et là, on est avisé, puis là, on doit agir.
Oh, c'est dans la municipalité?
Oui.
Oui. Merci. La deuxième question, c'est l'appui au projet du Grand Marathon 4500 km des papillons monnaies. Pour la vertu, mais qu'est-ce que c'est le projet du Grand Marathon? Qu'est-ce que c'est le projet? C'est un vrai projet ou c'est juste un...
What exactly is outside of introducing the information to the population? What is the 4,500 kilometer marathon? What is it exactly?
Oh,
aller-retour probablement, oui.
Le Mexique,
tu
oh, mais je pense qu'on a une documentation là-dessus, hein?
No, not really. This was just really on
okay.
For regional aid.
Madame Charette, j'ai certainement une lettre documentaire.
Non, c'est pas
grave. Mais oui, mais c'est dans la lettre, il va expliquer le tout certainement. Fait que...
Si tu vas sur Internet, tu peux le trouver.
Ah oui, il y a ça aussi. Il y a ça aussi. Mais pour te revenir à ta question pour le bassin, l'organisation OBV-RPNS, en effet, pour devenir membre, toute personne propriétaire ou locataire, ainsi que tout organisme, groupe ou professionnel exerçant ses activités dans la zone de gestion peut être adhéré. Fait qu'on on est le cas. Pourquoi devenir membre? Pour recevoir de l'information et pour soutenir concrètement la mission de protection, mise en valeur et développement durable de cette richesse collective. C'est l'eau pour la zone de gestion intégrée des bassins versants des rivières rouges, Petite Nation et Saumon. à quoi serviront les fonds recueillis au développement et à la diffusion des connaissances sur la zone de gestion OBV, à la promotion de votre implication sur cette richesse collective qui est l'eau, à la mise en œuvre au plan directeur de l'eau, et finalement au développement d'outils d'information et de sensibilisation sur les enjeux liés à l'eau. Monsieur Landry.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
J'ai deux questions. La première, c'est pour le point 7.6, qui est la révision périodique de reconnaissance des exemptions de taxes pour le Canada.
Oui.
C'est quoi la raison de l'exemption de taxes pour le Canada?
Bien, premièrement, il représente quand même notre site d'hébergement en termes d'urgence. Alors, déjà là, c'est quand même un aspect. Est-ce que vous pouvez m'assister, France, avec d'autres aspects de CAMAC? Pour quelles raisons qu'ils sont...
Donc, oui? C'est un organisme sans but lucratif qui avait déjà déposé une demande en 2014 pour demander une exemption de taxes. Il faut savoir que ce n'est pas la municipalité qui accorde l'exemption de taxes, c'est la Commission municipale du Québec. Donc, la commission demande à la municipalité si elle a quelque chose contre l'octroi de cette exemption de taxes, mais c'est la commission municipale qui évalue le dossier et décide si oui ou non elle accorde l'exemption de taxes. Donc, nous, c'est juste pour dire qu'on n'a pas d'objection. De toute façon, la décision va être prise par la commission municipale.
OK. Ma deuxième question, c'est rapport à Host Waker. Pour le programme d'assurance de bien-être à but non lucratif.
Oui.
Toutes les organisations de bien-être qui pourraient adhérer.
Oui. Vous avez tout simplement Association LACFON peut soumettre à Mme Bellefleur une demande de reconnaissance pour votre association.
Une demande à Mme Bellefleur.
Oui. C'est une grosse différence. Pour les assurances,
oui.
La différence entre le marché commercial et BFL, la compagnie BFL Canada, qui est l'assureur de UMQ, c'est une grosse différence. BFL, c'est l'assureur de UMQ. Alors, on vous reconnaît comme organisme sans but lucratif. On avise BFL, l'assureur de la UMQ qu'on vous reconnaît. Et là, vous pouvez adhérer à eux, faire une demande à eux pour votre assurance. BFL Canada, oui, BFL. Mais ça commence avec une demande de reconnaissance.
Oui, mais vous l'êtes déjà.
Mais vous êtes déjà d'abord. Ça fait plusieurs années qu'on l'a en place, là. C'est pas depuis cette année. Ça fait plusieurs années qu'on... Mais BFL est la, c'est la, ça c'est notre.
Ça serait bon qu'on avertisse toutes les associations.
Oui.
Un message parce qu'il y en a peut-être qui savent.
Oui. On l'a fait durant le temps quand on a retourné à UMQ avec notre demande mais ça vaut la peine de faire le suivi particulièrement pour des nouveaux présidents, nouveaux trésoriers. Hey, hello.
Hi. Could you repeat that for tax exemption?
The tax exemption for CAMAC?
Yeah.
CAMAC made a request a few years back to be tax exempt because they are a non-profit organization. And that particular request gets submitted to the Commission Municipale. And if they accept it, then they let... So it passes by us to give us... to let us give our 2 cents worth, but it's accorded by another government body. So why do we look at it as being worthy of that? It's associated to the fact that they are our center to receive in the case of emergency and we have to house people, that is the site we are using. Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yes.
Okay, big question. Lakeview, the nice little park we built, we put a
big fancy deck in there. Okay, we built the road, we bought the property, we got the property through legal means because it was unpaid taxes for 25, 40 years, let's say.
Yeah.
Okay, now, it looks like hell. I mean, there's a rope across the thing. I know we got signs there, no swimming. That's understandable for safety. But my question is, we were supposed to put there so people could drive in, park, and go for a walk. You can't even go there, and we spent thousands of dollars, and nobody can use it. Mm-hmm. It looks like hell. Mm-hmm. It's like everything else. We start things, we never finish them. Mm-hmm. I don't... Okay, so I'm bringing it up, because I'm going to bring it up again and again. It's summertime. Yep. There's a lot of people can't get to the lake, but they can go down there and go and use the water.
Est-ce qu'on a quelque chose à confirmer de l'état de travaux pour cette petite parc?
Okay. It's been going on for a couple of years.
Okay.
It hasn't been on the radar.
It hasn't been on. I don't think it should be. Yeah.
There's not much left. I think it's just a couple of signs and a couple of cleaning it up now.
Yeah, and open it up so that somebody can park a car there or two cars, or a bicycle. You can't do it. There's a big rope and nobody can get into it.
I think there's security barriers left to be put.
Yeah, you've got to drive by there, Danielle. You know, you see it. Yeah, look on your right-hand side when you drive by. Yeah. Who's going to use that without the money that we spent and get it all organized? You're honest. I'm being straight with you, and you know me.
Once we get the guardrails, all the security...
I know, but you know how long this has been going on?
Since I...
Since before you were... Right, and we tried to push it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get it done.
Okay, thank you. Do I have any other questions?
Yes.
Yes.
Where do we stand with the study for the door-to-door garbage pickup?
It's currently on the back burner. We have not yet followed through. But it's scheduled.
Have we received the...
No.
We have not received...
No, we have not.
That group has not filed...
That's correct.
We spent $21,000 and we don't have the report.
Yeah. We changed the mandate.
But we haven't done anything.
No, we haven't done
it. So we've changed the mandate, but we haven't done anything.
We haven't done anything.
They haven't done. We haven't proceeded with it, so.
Hold on. How the mandate was changed. Hold on. Let me ask. We sat here and we watched you authorize $21,000 for a specific study.
I don't think me.
All of you.
The money's here.
And then we were told by someone here that it would be made public.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's, as far as I know, that will take place.
June, yeah. And now we're told that we've changed the mandate. So how does that happen?
Basically, I mean, we're waiting to proceed on that file. We have not moved on that file. It's on hold right now. We hope to have attacked it by the fall, but that's where we stand right now. I'm just answering you in terms of where we stand right now. I'm not going to invent a story.
Okay. Second question.
Yes? Yes?
My second question is going back to Lech Wyszyslaw.
Yes.
Are you aware that years ago, something like 7 years ago, a transaction was entered in between the municipality and the local people at Lech Wyszyslaw?
Yes, I am aware of that.
You're aware of that?
Yes.
And that transaction, according to that transaction, $100,000 would be spent by the municipality. My friend said $200,000, so $100,000, and $300,000 would be a loan. That would be repaid 20 years by the local association.
Yes.
Now, a transaction, by definition, resolves your issues. Once you enter into a transaction, you're not entitled to say, oh, wait a minute, I didn't get what I wanted out of it. That's how it works. That's what a transaction is.
Yeah. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Filion, that transaction took place years ago.
7 years ago.
7 years ago, and it's a transaction that is complete. The municipality took the roads over. They are municipal roads. We have to take care of them. The people who had removed certain responsibilities, are paying a debt on their tax bill over the long term. As far as I am aware, that transaction is complete. There's no going back on that transaction.
That's what I was asking.
Okay, so that's it. Any other questions? Thank you. I think we're done. I just need a proposer. Danielle proposes to close the meeting. Thank you so much for coming out this evening.